Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call operator. Welcome to the presentation of H1/09 results presentation by Hera. Let me remind you that all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be a Q&A session. If you wish an operator to help you during the conference call, press star followed by zero on your keypad. Let me now hand it over to Mr. Tommaso Tomasi di Vignano, President of the Hera Group.
Thank you. Good afternoon to all of you. We are here with Mr. Venier and Mr. Hansen. We have just concluded, only just about concluded the board meeting. H1 results, as you, I hope you've probably seen from the handouts, are satisfactory. We're really taking stock of a timeframe during which we had to face a downturn in consumption in the different business lines we are active in. We are taking stock of results that, in spite of the consumption reduction, were overall stable in the different business areas. The gap between this year and the same period last year is very small. The delta is very small compared with last year. We more than compensated as far as results are concerned. We more than offset the economic downturn that characterized this first half of the year. What were the events that really enabled us to achieve a growth result despite the economic downturn? First and foremost, a very strong sales policy that we undertook, especially in the electricity business, where we won 30,000 new customers and where volumes, sold volumes went up 30%. Just to mention a very important component of our growth path. Also in the gas business, let me remind you, we performed well because also as far as gas sales are concerned, volumes are similar to the ones we recorded last year. As far as the regulated business is concerned, we reached an agreement with local authorities, both concerning waste and water. There was a tariff increase, 4.7% tariff increase applied in the water business and 3.4% in the waste business. As to the contribution provided by the new WTE plants, the new plants that came on stream last year, the one in Forlì and the one in Ferrara, really gave an outstanding contribution, very satisfactory contribution, because they are working at full capacity, and they were first started up instead. Sorry, the Imola plant instead was only just started up, and the WTE in Modena has only just been started up. These new plants have now completed the preliminary stage. They are working, and they will soon provide a contribution, a full contribution to our results, and we are expecting them to do so in the second half of the year. We were not standing still, as many thought. On the M&A side, on the M&A front, we worked on a project that we had at heart, i.e., a third multi-utility that is present in Emilia-Romagna, that was opening up to an investment, and we've nearly completed the acquisition of a 25% stake in Aimag, which is a multi-utility in the geography of Carpi and Mirandola in the Modena province. I think that was a major step in further consolidating our franchise in the territory. In addition to that, we also started reconsidering some projects as far as our organization and company structure is concerned. We did our first step by establishing Air Ambiente as of July the 1st is a standalone entity fully devoted to the management and sale of waste disposal activities. And that is paramount, of course, for our group. It has a central importance in our group. The starting up of Air Ambiente is only very recent, but also in its very first month of activity, GAVE sent out two very precise signals of its will to grow even outside its relevant geographical market, taking part in a tender bid for the building of a new WTE plant in Tuscany. So we hope we'll soon get a reply to the competitive bid we made, and we are confident we'll get a positive result and a contract for a JV for the building and management of a thermoelectric plant. Of a thermoelectric plant working with biomass in our region, our territory. As to the figures, let's have a look at them together. I think you had the opportunity to look at them before now, but let me have a look at the highlights. So the growth, significant, sizable growth in revenues, mainly triggered and driven by the growth in trading activities, both in electricity and gas, up 22% versus 08, and then we kept on working for efficiency gains and cost saving, so we achieved an EBITDA growth at the end of the first half of 107 million higher than, up 5.3% from last year with a total of 271.3. Financial charges, same level as the previous year, so 51.6 million last year, 51.8 this year, including a portion of the item relevant to the tax moratorium that we have already described during the Q1 presentation. Part of it is under financial charges. So it's 4.8 million, of which 2.7 are net of interest, and the delta is included, 2.1 is included in financials. So tax rate for 41.8, i.e. in line with last year's levels and values, we get to a good result in terms of net profit with 51.8 million. If you strip off minorities, it equals 46.8, i.e. up 13.5% versus last year. So if we look at these projections against the 2009 slowdown scenario, I think we definitely achieved very positive results. As to the growth drivers that characterized this first half of the year, let me say that there were no major variations, no major changes as far as the consolidation scope is concerned, so they can be split down into two main drivers, growth drivers, i.e. on the one hand synergies and organic growth on the one hand, and the contribution by the new plants had only been started last year, but the full contribution was to be felt only this year because that's when they started to work at full capacity. So they both gave a sizable contribution, 50% each, and they contributed to the EBITDA variation. As to the portfolio, as to our portfolio composition, as you will hear, we have realigned part of our other business or minor business, the way we describe it, but the main portfolio variation is a higher weight of gas that has caught up with the position it had last year. It went from 30 last year to 33.5, the weight of gas in our breakdown, full breakdown. There's nothing else to say in this respect. Let me hand it over to Mr. Venier to tell you about the individual business results. Thank you. Good afternoon to all of you. Let us start according to our tradition, let's look at waste first. As our president was saying before, and on July the 1st, there was a change in our organization as we established Era Ambiente, and in this business area, results were stable versus H1O in line with the same half year in 08. At least part of this, this is one of the businesses that was mostly affected by the economic downturn, especially in the first months of the year. But we managed to retain our results in the regulated business, garbage collection and cleaning and road cleaning, with an increase in volumes, service volumes, that enabled us to retain a margin that is in line with last year. Whilst this happened, as far as special waste is concerned, we suffered, especially during the first months of the year, we suffered from a reduction in industrial activities, thus originating or generating a reduction in volumes treated by 130 tons, about 10% of the total, 10-13% of the total treated waste. But this reduction was offset by the excellent working of the Forlì and Ferrara WTE plants, as it was mentioned by our president at the beginning of the presentation. So overall, this business was stable in terms of as far as profitability was concerned. Then we also benefited in this waste business. We benefited from the fact that our WTE plants fully came on stream, so we were able to really preserve landfill capacity thanks to the WTE work. So we made sure we were lengthening the residual life of these assets, of our landfill assets. Let's now have a look at the water business. As mentioned before, there was a positive contribution by the tariff increase up 4.7%, and this impact, this effect was partially, this beneficial effect was partially offset by the downturn in volumes sold. Especially as far as the aqueduct is concerned, there was a reduction of 1.3 million cubic meters in H109. We must also say, when assessing the results of H109, we have to remind you that in H108, there were one-off proceeds, 3 million, coming from the aggregation deal, consolidation deal we had in the region Marche, which of course was not repeated in H109. So it must be adjusted by the one-off effect of 3 million related to the extraordinary income incurred in Marche. Otherwise, there would have been a further growth. Let's have a look at the gas business now. Indeed, we can say that the results, the very favorable results we achieved in this business, are mainly driven, mainly due to two main factors. On the one hand, the increase in distribution tariffs and the thermal year modification that was applied as of 2009 with the zero setting of the regulatory period as of January the 1st, and also affected by the excellent performance of sales activities which performed well, 5 million better than in 2008. As you can see, despite the economic slowdown, both distributed volumes and sold volumes in particular were rather stable, if not growing. And that also enabled us to achieve the results we mentioned before. On the sales side, the contributors were the sales activities to end customers and also the trading activities. Our president beforehand was mentioning minor adjustments in the consolidation scope to better express our internal organization structure and the relevant responsibilities thereof. So the gas business now also includes district heating activities. To have a perfect comparison between figures, we also consistently realigned 2008 figures so that we could compare data with the same consolidation scope. Overall, district heating contribution that was included in these figures and accounted for in these figures, well, there was a stable contribution both in H1 and 09 and H108, 8.5 million. That was a contribution. Let's now look at the electricity business. Here we have a 3.5 growth in the business area results. 26 million EBITDA is the current figure, thanks to the growth and the events and developments we have, as mentioned by our president, where sales increase was in excess of 31%. So sales growth, and we won more than 30,000 new customers. That really enabled us to almost fully offset the reduction in volumes sold, industrial volumes sold, but also led to a growth of about 700 gigawatts per hour. Overall, the business was affected by it went through rather hard times, especially at the beginning of the year, especially as far as production activities were concerned. While sales activities performed well, the regulated portion of this business, i.e. distribution activities, as you well know, account for 280,000 users that are connected to the Modena and Imola area, led to a profitability that was flat, stable versus the previous year. So the growth delta is driven by the sales activity that offset a lower profitability coming from the production side. And then we have the CCGT plant in Imola, the cogen plant in Imola, that completed its startup phase and that in H209 will start working at full capacity, especially as the new thermal year will start. Generally speaking, the release of the law decree of the Scaiola law decree that also extended the time frame for the recognition of the green certificates to 2009 will enable this plan to provide a better contribution also as far as green certificates are concerned going ahead. Another very important aspect that's to be taken into account when analyzing results is that in both gas and electricity, we factored in, for instance, micro cogeneration activities with a flat profitability around 1 million euro, factored in both for H108 and H109, but it's marginal to the overall results, so to say. Other services, here we see a growth that is mainly driven by the consolidation of our activities in the telco business or in communication business. Those activities were already controlled in the past, and they are now included in the consolidation scope. Also because we consolidated our partnership with our industrial partner called Infracore, but we are talking about minor figures. Let's now briefly and quickly go through CAPEX and net financial debt. As to CAPEX, we are on schedule with our plan and with the figures we had in H108. over the last couple of years, the larger portion of our capex is on the waste side, in the waste business, for our WTE plants. That's the lion's share, so to say, 2/3 of the total. And as you can see, there was a reduction of investment of capex in the water business, also to somehow be in line with the reduction of business in the real estate industry that led to a reduction in of some million euros because there were no new connections to the new real estate entities or units being built. As to debt, we have an increase of debt of about 200 million euro, which is due to, well, half of it is mainly due to the paying out of dividends we perform at the end, at the beginning of June, and about 60 million for the variation on working capital, which is mainly due, working capital increase, which is mainly due to the sales activity growth. Revenues went up 400 million versus the previous half of the year, H108, and that led indeed to an increase of those receivables. We are strictly monitoring that aspect, that item, and if you look at the results at end of June and you compare them with early July, our net financial position was improved by about 100 million at the beginning of July thanks to the enhancement, working capital enhancements, and strict monitoring of sales receivables. And then another important aspect that needs to be underlined according to us is that during July, we rebalanced the position between long-term debt and short-term debt through the issue of a bond for about 150 million euro with a 15-year duration. I think I can hand it over to our person for the final remarks, the closing remarks. Thank you. If we want to draw our conclusions, let us think about things going forward. The second half of the year will rely on the results we have achieved in the first half, and so we can expect results at year-end with still a growth compared to, compared to the outstanding performance we managed to achieve last year. We were very balanced in managing the slowdown by increasing efficiency, and there will be a tariff progression growth in the next half year too, especially in the last province we mentioned before. Well, we haven't yet signed the agreement, the contract, because it was coming to maturity with 1 year difference compared to other provinces. So it will give a full contribution as of January the 1st, 2010. The negotiation will therefore take place in the last quarter of 2009. New plants, the main contribution will come from the coming on full stream by the Imola plant and by the new large WTE in Modena. The WTE plant in Modena is a rather complex one, so it's already working, and it will soon work at full capacity, so the full contribution will come in the second half of the year. We mentioned Hera Ambiente. It's up and running, so to say, structure-wise, and it's ready to seize any growth opportunities that might come along in the waste business in market. And above and beyond this slowdown for industrial customers that we are experiencing, but we are fully equipped to really undertake new initiatives to to really offset the situation or seize new opportunities that may come along, even or outside our geographical areas, our territory. We are about to also complete the drawing up of our business plan. We are going to be ready mid-September, and this business plan will be up to 2013, so with a longer visibility compared to what we traditionally provide. So this will be our new opportunity to meet or talk to investors starting from the second half of September 2009. Let me now briefly hint at rationalization initiatives we've undertaken, and talking about plans as well, we will have an extraordinary shareholders meeting in October, general meeting, where we will review our bylaws with reference to voting rights for private investors, and we're going to propose to go from 2% in the old bylaws to 5% in the new bylaws in order to be able to be, so to say, in line with the reference, with the benchmark market, with the reference markets. So we will complete our activities at the end of this year, also as far as the voting of this modification is concerned, so as to be able to have them up and running as soon as 2010 starts. We are now open to any questions you may have. Thank you. This is the Chorus Call operator. We are now starting a Q&A session. Whoever wishes to ask a question, please press star followed by 1 on your phone keypad. Should you change your mind in order to be removed from the question queue, please press star followed by 2. Whoever wishes to ask a question, please press star followed by 1 now. First question comes from the line of Stefano Gamberini from Equitas, with Equitas SIM. Good afternoon. I have a few questions. One is in the waste area. Can you elaborate on the EBITDA breakdown? What is the contribution provided by plants? What is the contribution by the other items? And what is the, instead, the effects determined by the lower contribution of special waste? And then we're talking about a reduction in special waste in the second quarter. Can you elaborate on that versus last year? There again, can you help us better understand the special waste trend throughout the year? Do you expect a trend reversal, or what do you expect? So can you give us greater details as to special waste volumes and the relevant trends? And then a second question on the EBITDA breakdown in the electricity business. Can you tell us about distribution, electricity distribution, and then generation and sales, and the same also for the gas business, and then year-end targets. Can you maybe give us an idea of the EBITDA target and the net debt target at year-end as well? Thank you. I'll start by replying to the different questions. Let me start from the waste business. Regulated business in the waste business was flat and had a positive impact of about half a million, so a positive result of about half a million, so basically stable, basically flat. Plants gave a contribution, net contribution of about 6 million. 6.9 million to be precise, and that contribution is driven by the opening up of new plants, the coming on stream of new plants, i.e. 13 million, and the contribution that is no longer provided from the old lines that were replaced with the new or by the new plants. On special weights, the impact of the negative volume variation and margins, of course, because the economic downturn also affected margins, can be expressed as 8 million euro. Volumes, concerning volumes, percentage-wise, there was a slight increase. But also last year, from quarter to quarter, volumes were progressively growing. So what we saw in absolute terms is that is what I was mentioning before when I talked about this business area. It's not that we saw a sizable deterioration in Q2 versus Q1. Electricity, 26 million euro the result, half of which is contributed by the distribution activities that were flat, whilst the other part, the other half, was contributed by the sales activities, sales, trading, and production activities, and that went up about 1 million euro. As to the gas business, we had distribution that improved about 8 million, and about 5 went to improving trading and sales activities. In absolute terms, that means distribution activities accounted for 50% of those 91 million euro we mentioned before, and the remaining part is accounted for by 35 million trading activities and 9 million, roughly, district heating. And in the consolidation scope, we have Marche Multiservizi, which had about 4 million in that geography. Targets, I'll hand it over to our president, Mr. Tomasi Di Vignano. Mr. Gamberini should know, because he's been with us for following us for quite a few years now, that we're not very happy to disclose targets. We are very conservative. If you remember, last year, 528 was our EBITDA, and before, just a few minutes ago, I said that despite this difficult half year, we are confident that we can carry on with an increasing trend, EBITDA increasing trend or growing trend at year-end. So I think I've already disclosed more than I did in the previous year. I'm getting older in this respect than maybe. As to your last question, I think, and debt, concerning debt, we confirm that our target, year-end target, is around 1.7 billion. I think that's really reinforced by the motivations that were provided by Mr. Venier. When it comes to, if you look at figures as of June the 30th, dividend payout, and then the figures we have already early July, in line with the figures we had disclosed, and the very, very brief follow-up. Can you give us a few more words on special waste? What do you expect as to special waste? Any improvements as to special waste? Mr. Draghi says when you see a spark, it doesn't mean that spring is coming. But if you see some sparks flying around, then it means that there are some positive signals that the spring will come. First of all, that was to say that we will have to wait and see how things are going in September. We are working to improve our performance, I mean, the performance of our plants. The Ravenna plant is now running, and it's a critical plant. It didn't suffer from volume downturn or anything. It's now working at a pace of 40,000 tons now. What we missed out on special waste somehow were those products that were poorer products, not so critical products, I would say. Those are the products that somehow generated a gap on the market, as they do not require very specific plants to be treated. So we suffered from the competition of some players who mainly have landfills and took advantage to really collect that or treat that those waste, well, that type of waste, to offset their decrease in volumes. But as soon as we start seeing signs of recovery, we will be among the ones who will be the first to benefit from the recovery. This time of the year, that we are witnessing a squeeze out of smaller, more marginal players. We think that after the economic downturn, those players won't be on the market anymore. So there will be some reshuffling in favor of larger players in a post-crisis scenario, so to say. Let me remind you that if you want to ask a question, you may press star followed by one on your phone keypad. Next question comes from the line of Maria Beatrice De Rosa with Mediobanca. Good afternoon to all of you. I have a couple of questions. First one is, could you give us average cost of debt in this first half and maybe an idea of the figure for the entire year? And D&A broken down by businesses. And last question, the 25% IMAG acquisition. Can you maybe elaborate on, give us some guidance as to possible or potential developments along that axis and possible benefits you may have by acquiring this 25% stake? As to the last item, last question you asked, the IMAG one, it's a deal we really have been focusing for quite a long time now. It was a call for tender, organized by the municipalities to offer this 25%, so we sent in a bid for that, and we think it's an excellent player. It has some good potential, and it's clear that once we get in, once we get to know each other better, I think there's a lot of room for synergies to be triggered between us. The pathway we're going to follow is that of playing a bigger role and increasing our stake in that company, as we did in other cases. Had we wanted to be a minority shareholder forever, our policy would not have enclosed or envisaged this deal at all. So this is just the first step of a phase. Average cost of debt. In the past, we have always had a fixed rate debt. So average cost of debt is around the values that we disclosed in the past, i.e. 4.5%. You have to consider that 4.5, 4.7. You have to consider that compared to financial charges. You see in the P&L 51.8, the debt, the actual debt, charges on debt, is about 43 million euro. The remaining is IAS, leasing items, and other related items. And then last but not least, we have to remind you, when it comes to assessing the cost of debt, you have to factor in and take into account that in H1 that cycles. We have a peak, especially for the gas business. In April, May, we have a peak, and then, of course, it progressively decreases over the following months, July, August, and September. So it's very cyclical in this respect. I don't remember what the third question was. Can you give us a breakdown of DNA for the different businesses, EBIT at business level? I don't have it right here, but I can get back to you. Mr. Hansen can get back to you and give you the data you require. Thank you. For any further questions, please press star followed by one on your phone keypad. Let me remind you that if you wish to ask a question, you may press star followed by one on your phone keypad. Mr. Tommaso Di Vignano, there are no more questions. Well, let me give you a follow-up on the previous question, because in the meantime, I managed to retrieve the figures. On the balance sheet, page 131, the document you find on the website, there's a breakdown according to IAS 14 of P&L and operating income per business area. So DNA is included there. You'll find those results and figures there. If there are no more questions, we would like to thank you very much for joining us. And we hope to meet you soon with a new business plan. Thank you very much and see you soon.